Can you frame this for us? What are we about to see?
Yeah, so two things, and there's still a lot of internal undermining within the CIA that has to end. The exposure, though, that I think we're about to see is additional exposure of the current evidence that we are seeing with the undermining in the 2016-2017 timeframe. And I think the big one that's going to come out, and I think it's going to be even worse, is 2020. So 2020 was the coup, as I've said, very bluntly. You know, wow. The plan initially was Obama, Hillary, but that got stopped by Trump, right, and the American people. And so then they had to figure out how to do it again. And the real coup was 2020. And I think that, you know, I wouldn't expect something in the next 24 hours, because I think that there's some machinations going on inside of the government right now. But I think a lot of what we're going to learn in leading up to 2020 is the coup. And remember, President Trump was the president at that time, right? The 51 it's intel and defense advisors that signed the Hunter Biden letter. I mean, that's public now. There's a lot of other things that are not public that led up to 2020 that led to the coup and the rigged election where Uncle Joe became the president of the United States. And God, look at what we're learning about the auto pen, right? So more to come. That's where I think, you know, if you want to put a finger on what's wow. next, it's that.
Wow. So that would be, I mean, President Trump wasn't necessarily in power. He was the president-elect. But you're talking about the 2020 election, where right. it's sedition against the actual elected president in office.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's, I mean, bombshell, General.
It really is. I mean, to me, that's it, you know, everything that happened to me and to Trump and to the country, we're now seeing that. Now it's how they then decided, once they couldn't get him to say to get out, 25th Amendment or whatever, or just to say, screw it, Pence, you can have it. When they couldn't do that, they had to figure out another way to do it. And the 2020 election is going to be, I think, the real revelation that we as the world and then certainly the American people are going to see. And to me, that is going to then allow President Trump to make some decisions about how our elections will be conducted. That's the real story here.
Fascinating. So they're going to use this then as a predicate. He's already signed the executive order to secure the elections. They're going to use this as an example of how subterfuge can happen from inside of the system to rig elections against presidents.
Absolutely. And that's not just here in the United States of America. That's worldwide.